We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. Rick, in this segment, we've got the opportunity to really have some fun. As you know, each week we get the opportunity to visit with various folks that are out there doing good in the community, rescuing animals and providing homes for those that don't have any. And once again, we're going to have a fun breed coming in. We're going to deal with border collies.
Yeah, Lee. No, that's one of the things I like about this section. We can't get the actual breed to come in here and sit on this chair right next to us here. But the community has this, like, and this wasn't, I don't think we've had, I'd be curious to find out when this rescue approach really started taking place, because it's completely changed the climate that we have when we're thinking about getting dogs in our, or even cats. You know, we actually now have this resource of extreme enthusiasts. So today we have somebody that's an extreme enthusiast about the breed, such that they'll actually sacrifice their time, effort, and energy and try to organize so that there's more and more people to kind of just spread out there and like the border collie.
Right. And I'm glad that the border collie isn't in here, because, Rick, I've had experience with them and I'm convinced that they're smarter than I am. So I don't like to necessarily, I don't mind that you're smarter than me.
Well, no. I was going to say that between the two of us, you're the bright one. So if the dog's brighter than you, then we do have a problem.
Well, I don't know about that. But we are glad to have with us this morning Patty Raymond from Great Lakes Border Collie Rescue. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning.
Patty, dealing with border collies, again, they're a unique breed in the fact that we've had some breed rescue groups in here in the past that have been herding-type dogs that do communicate quite a bit with their eyes and demand a lot of their owners in terms of attention. That's true of border collies, too, isn't it?
That's very true of border collies. In fact, that's their most unique feature is the eye. They'll stare right at you and demand attention, demand that you play with them, demand interaction.
So that kind of makes a special owner of a dog like that, right? It's not just anybody that wants necessarily that relationship. You know, who is it when they come in for, when you're listening for people that want to be a border collie owner, what's that person like?
What we want to find for our border collies is somebody that's going to be active, go for walks, play, get involved with the dog sport, because these dogs not only need physical exercise, they need mental exercise. You can't just take them out and play with them for 30 minutes, or all you do is build their endurance up. They need the mental exercise as well, learning tricks and interacting with them.
So what are some of the things that you do? I assume you have your own border collies?
I have five of them.
Oh, that's excellent. And how do you keep five intellectuals moving in the right direction?
A couple of them are senior citizens, so they aren't doing so much anymore, but I play fly ball with them, and fly ball is a four-dog relay race sport where they go over four jumps, hit a box with a tennis ball that pops out of it, grab the ball, and run back.
That must be pretty fun. I think I've seen fly ball competitions, and there's probably more than just you doing that. There's like literal events for fly ball, isn't that correct?
There is. It's a sanctioned organization.
Patty, let me ask you this question. Regarding the border collies, where do they originally come from? They are an Australian dog, correct?
No, border collies came from the border country between Scotland and England.
Oh, interesting.
And that's how they got the name border collie, because it's the border area. And they're bred to run miles and miles over mountains, keeping an eye on their flocks.
Okay.
And they've got to be smart enough to stay with them all day and bring them back without people around to give them directions.
You always see that in the movies, and you always wonder, you know, how is that possible? And yet, here's a breed that just, that's all it knows what to do.
Well, and again, as I've talked about with my Australian Shepherds, which is why I guess I thought that they were from a similar place, because they're very smart animals. But I'll tell you what, they can control their people as much as their people control them in terms of their attention and their wanting their people to constantly be around them and play with them.
Talk a little bit more about that you were saying to keep them mentally active. Give us some ideas of what you do on a daily basis to keep them mentally active.
I do obedience training with them. They know a lot of tricks. I talk to them a lot. That's something you have to do because they demand your attention.
And in that, they probably give you a whole lot of fellowship, don't they?
They give me a great lot of fellowship. In fact, I prefer my border collies to people most of the time.
Yeah. Well, if you feel that way, and I'll tell you what, on a day-to-day basis, I talk to people that are pet owners, and it's not unusual to have somebody come in that doesn't necessarily find relating to difficult people their funnest thing, but something like a pet where they can actually devote most of their focused energy on, that's kind of the person that would make sense. Now, what about with the border collies? What about families? What about families? Does that work? Does that not work? I know herding breeds. When I was a young kid, I had an old English sheepdog, and we had like a family of seven. And our ankles kind of got a little bit wrestled with a little bit. What about this particular breed?
That would be the same thing. Border collies a lot of times see children as little sheep, and they'll try to keep them herded together. They don't like the commotion. They don't like the screaming and playing that kids sometimes do. And sometimes kids get nipped. It's not a bite. It's just a, hey, stop it kind of thing. But freaks a lot of people out.
So are there types of things that if you wanted to have a border collie and you wanted to have a family, are there certain ways of kind of working with the dog or training it, or are there certain border collies that are less inclined to have a problem with that?
Well, most of all, just to be aware of the tendencies of the border collie, most little bitty kids aren't good with border collies. Mm-hmm. And sometimes with families, we often suggest a border collie mix, which is fun and smart, but they don't have that hard drive. Work like a purebred border collie.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And see, that's the thing, is they get that desire to do that work, and they physically need that, and they also want the attention as well. So where you say that it's not just the exercise, it's also the mental attention that's important. But the other thing, too, is that they need a lot of space, because typically these are animals that do like to run around, so they're probably much better out in a more rural area than they are necessarily in an apartment or in a small confined urban space. Isn't that right?
That's right. I have in the past adopted a dog to a gal that lived right downtown Chicago on the lake, but that was a unique situation. She was on the beach every day with that dog. I wouldn't suggest that to everybody, but because they need a good fair amount of running every day. To go out and play fetch.
And so, yeah, any community can actually do that. But, in Lansing, you can do that. I know there's some really nice parks there. But you're right. You know, you just have to be willing to commit that, whether you have a backyard that you never take the dog to or you don't have a backyard but you're willing to walk some distance. You know, it varies quite a bit as to who can actually have one of these.
Right. Patty, if people are interested in information about border collies or about possibly fostering or just even getting advice, how can people get in touch with you? Do you have a web address that they can go to?
We do have a website. It's www.greatlakesbcrescue.org.
Rick, on next week's show, we're going to have the opportunity to continue our line of conversation about veterinary medicine and how to go through and get access to the best vet information. We're going to talk with the folks from the Michigan Veterinary Medical Association. We're also going to have a returning guest, someone who's been on the show before, Dr. Lewis from the Riverside Cat Hospital, to deal with the issue of how to keep these cats under control this spring so that the rescue groups don't have quite as much work to do when it comes to caring for the cats that don't get spayed and neutered and end up having litters that just don't have homes. So on behalf of Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen saying thank you for tuning in. I hope that you'll take care of yourselves and your pets. Have a great holiday weekend, and we'll see you next week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Go Spartans!